Hello and welcome to The Hop, a podcast designed to help marketers and business owners navigate the ever-changing world of digital marketing and marketing as a whole. I'm your host, Matt Taylor Farrington from Purple Bunny Marketing, and today I'm joined by Jamin from Kinetics. And today we're going to talk about websites and hosting more so, and how to successfully host your website. All right, so let's kick it off.
Let's shoot. Let's go.
Jamin's a bit nervous. First podcast. All right. So we actually get a lot of business owners when we're talking to them. And obviously we sell and design websites and we utilize your services for hosting. But we get a lot of questions from our clients who don't quite necessarily understand that they've actually got to pay to host their website. They think once they've secured their domain, that they're hosted and whatnot. So can you explain what is hosting and why we all need it for our websites?
Yep, no, it's quite a common question. So really, when you're looking at it, hosting is like a real estate. You're renting real estate on the internet. So if you've got a website content and you require that to be hosted, you're renting that real estate. And then obviously that domain is attached to that, which is your real estate address. So if somebody goes to your domain, they go into that hosted content.
Yes. Perfect. Easy. Basically, your website needs somewhere to actually live.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Somewhere to actually sit. It's not just sitting, as some business owners have said to me, in the cloud. There's actually got to be somewhere where it physically sits.
Exactly, correct? Exactly. Yeah. All of these computers that are connected to the internet is basically the cloud.
Yes.
You know, the cloud was a marketing term. You know, marketing people, they make up all sorts of stories.
Yeah.
Basically, it's hosted on the cloud, and that's the place where you put it.
Yeah, perfect. I guess the next thing is, because pricing can range quite a lot depending on the provider and what they provide, but how expensive can web hosting be, and what should be a fair market rate that someone should pay for hosting?
Yep, another good question, I guess. I guess hosting can be very expensive in one respect, where if you don't get the hosting right, it's actually going to cost you a lot of money.
Yes.
So, you know, the cheaper hosts that are out there, you get exploited, then cost you money from a point of view of that you lose reputation, you lose Google rankings. You know, you've got to then maintain it. How long is it down for? How much time are you spending to actually repair the site? So, you know, it can be very, very expensive if you go down that path of the cheap hosting. Mm-hmm. So what you're after is sort of a mid-range hosted product or a service that actually does all the maintenance and things like that for you.
Mm. Yeah, agreed. Okay, so what would you say, you know, our podcast is designed to talk to business owners and marketers. So what would you say if they're looking at a web hosting partner, what would be one of the most important things they need to look for in a partner when they're looking at hosting their website?
Probably the simplest thing is pick up the phone and see if you can talk to somebody. Most of them don't have an ability to contact them. Are they local? You know, are you able to actually talk to the people that are here based in Australia? Mm. They're some of the key points that we look at, and then you can go from there. But most of it comes from recommendations of working people like yourself, you know, with Purple Bunny, to saying, okay, look, guys, we've done all our due diligence. These guys are probably the best in the marketplace. We use them. Go with them. So
And I guess to support that, you know, we host our websites with you. All of our clients' websites are sitting on your platform, and obviously if we don't do the build, we always try and recommend that they approach you for the hosting. It's important to have that protection to make sure that you've got all the security updates happening, it's backed up, all the updates are happening, all those sorts of things. But you know, something that from our perspective is the ability that for in a crisis, I can pick up the phone, talk to a human, and they're here, they're local, we know who they are, and they can fix the problem. So I think that is a very good point to make sure that you're not just dealing with some hosting provider that's based in the US, that's working on a different time zone, that's not available. I agree with that. All right, so in a saturated market, because you've got providers like, you know, GoDaddy and Ventura that all try to make it simple for you to do it, and they do, they help business owners in that space, but why should they choose a provider like yourself over those types of guys.
I guess the key element is comes back to, again, a couple of the points that we've already made, you know.
Yes.
Your local, your trusted partners, talk to them. They'll generally steer you in the right direction. If you have a look at the overseas companies, they're not cheap, you know. You're actually losing any sort of Google juice. So if you do marketing or advertising with Facebook, any Google advertising, if it's overseas and there's a performance hit from a slow point of view, it's actually going to cost you more because of that hit. So
correct.
It's all about looking at, I guess, the quality of service, and you get what you pay for.
Yes.
You know, if you don't go for Kinetics, the Australian web hosting business that's been around for over 20 years, the next best thing is probably Ventura. I would prefer someone to go to them than go to a GoDaddy of the world, where you get stuck into their ecosystem and you can't get out. It makes it a real difficult challenge to get out.
Yeah, agreed. So. All right. Well, that's all the questions I had for you today about hosting and websites. So stay tuned to listen to more from The Hop. We might get Jamin back to talk more about web hosting and talking about some of the other things that you can do through your hosting, like email and all those sorts of services that you provide as well. So stay tuned and keep following The Hop.